From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, February 5th, 2026. A former member of the North Little Rock First Assembly of God is suing the church and its lead pastor, accusing him of sexual abuse. Suzanne Lander filed the suit against Rod Loy on January 26 in Pulaski Circuit Court. Lander says in the suit that when she attended First NLR in 1996 at 16 years old, Loy sexually assaulted her several times. The suit alleges Loy systematically conditioned her into believing the relationship was normal and, quote, godly. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the case is one of multiple sexual abuse lawsuits against Arkansas churches filed in late January ahead of a deadline that extended the statute of limitations for childhood sexual abuse victims. Arkansas's flu-related death toll has risen by 8 over the past week and a half. The latest figures from the Arkansas Department of Health show flu activity remains high across the state. 37 flu-related deaths have been reported across the state so far this flu season. The department says 14 outbreaks have occurred in nursing homes and other congregate settings. Flu cases typically peak between December and February, with flu season running until May, according to the CDC. A new exhibit highlights the history of public education for black students in the Jim Crow South. The exhibit at the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center in downtown Little Rock is titled A Better Life for Their Children and explores the history of the Rosenwald Schools. Mosaic Templars director Key Fletcher says the project was a partnership between educator Booker T. Washington and Julius Rosenwald, who led the Sears and Roebuck and Company.
They helped to create these one-room schoolhouses, which were phenomenal for children. A lot of places in the South where there were no schoolhouses, there was no place for children to learn, or what they were learning in was definitely not up to par. But they also provided places for teachers to live, so teachers could come into the communities and have a place to live and other resources that really surrounded and laid a great foundation for educational learning for families.
The project saw more than 4,000 schools built across the South between 1912 and 1937. That includes more than 400 in Arkansas, including what's now Dunbar Middle School in Little Rock. Fletcher says the project sought to get families involved both in building the new schools and in their children's education.
These Rosenwald schools weren't just schools, but they were community hubs, and what they laid was a foundation for learning and a foundation for growth and economic mobility for children and families across the United States, particularly in the South.
The exhibit features black and white photography documenting the people and places associated with Rosenwald schools. The exhibit is open today and runs through the end of May. Arkansas State University is planning an expansion of its College of Nursing and Health Professions. Congress approved $9 million in federal funding for the project. ASU plans to build a healthcare simulation facility at their Jonesboro campus aimed at addressing maternal and infant health workforce shortages and regional health disparities. The A-State project is one of several healthcare-related investments included in the appropriations package, which also funded maternal health, medical education, workforce development, transportation infrastructure, and national security initiatives across Arkansas. The University of Little Rock has received a grant to boost paid student internships. The school says the $50,000 grant from the Charles M. and Joan R. Taylor Foundation will support its Career Services Internship Program. The funds will be used to provide paid internships for students, expand access to more hands-on, career-relevant learning opportunities. Candidates in federal races submitted campaign finance reports last week. Arkansas's junior U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican, reported he is holding more than $9.6 million in his coffer. Cotton reports he received around $2.9 million in 2025, alongside around $2.1 million in individual donations. Cotton's Democratic challenger, Hallie Schaffner, says she has received $1 million in contributions since she announced her campaign last July. Her campaign reports more than 13,000 individual contributions, with Arkansans contributing $693,000. She enters 2026 with more than $500,000 cash on hand. Sunny skies are expected today with a high of 54, low tonight back around 40. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.